Chapter 5. The War Begins. By the end of August 1939, we all knew that war was coming. One morning, I was having breakfast and thinking about this. "Did you know that there's going to be a war soon?" I asked Mdisho.
"A war?" he cried excitedly. "A real war?"
"An enormous war," I said. Mdisho's face was bright and excited. For hundreds of years, his people were the greatest soldiers in East Africa, and fighting was part of their lives.
"Who are we going to fight?" he asked.
"The Germans," I said.
"Good,"
he said.
"There are lots of Germans around here for us to kill."
Mdisho was right about there being lots of Germans. Only 25 years earlier, Tanganyika was called German East Africa. But in 1919, after the First World War, Germany had to give it to the British. Many Germans still lived here, and when the war started, they could be a big problem for Britain.
"When is this enormous war going to begin?" Mdisho asked me.
"Quite soon," I told him, "because in Europe, the Germans follow a man called Hitler, who wants to attack lots of countries. The Germans think this Hitler is wonderful, but he's actually horrible. As soon as the war begins, the Germans will try to kill us. Then, of course, we will have to try to kill them before they can kill us."
"Why don't we attack them first?" Mdisho said excitedly. "Why don't we kill the Germans here before the war begins?"
"I'm sorry, but it's very important that the British fight in the right way," I said. "Nobody is allowed to kill anyone until the war actually starts."
"But that's stupid," he cried. "War is war. It's winning that is important."
"No," I told him. "No German can be killed until the war begins. And before you kill the enemy, you must allow him to surrender."
"How will we know when the war starts?" Mdisho asked me.
"They will tell us on the radio. We'll know immediately."
"And then the fun will begin," he cried.
There were about 20 young Englishmen in Dar es Salaam. We were ordered to help the country get ready for the war. I was given a group of African soldiers and had to give them orders. I was a businessman, not a soldier, so I was not sure what to do with a machine gun and 25 men who also had guns. I was sent to see a British Army captain. Captains are important soldiers, but they are not as important as majors. This captain had a little brown moustache that jumped around while he spoke.
"As soon as the war begins," the captain said, "all German men must be put into prison. Many of them will try to escape. The nearest country that is not in the war is Portuguese East Africa, and there's only one road between there and Dar es Salaam. Do you know it?"
"I know it well," I replied.
"When the war starts, every German in Dar es Salaam will try to escape along that road. Your job is to stop them and bring them to the prison."
"Who, me?" I cried.
"You and your men," he replied.
"You mean," I said, "that just my men and I are going to try to stop every German in Dar es Salaam?"
"Those are your orders," he said.
But there must be hundreds of Germans here.
There are, he said.
What happens if they do have guns and they fight? I asked.
Shoot them, the man said. One machine gun can win against 500 men with guns.
I was worried. I did not want to order someone to shoot at people. What if there are women and children with them? I asked.
You'll have to decide, he said.
But, I said, that's the most important road. Don't you think that a real soldier should do this job?
We're too busy, he said. Now go.
My men and I went a few miles outside the city. We left the trucks across the road, so it was hard to get past. Night came and we got no more orders, so we slept in the forest. The next morning, we heard that Britain was at war with Germany. For an hour, nothing happened. The men waited behind the trees with the machine gun, and I waited in the road. Soon, I saw the first car, then a second, and a third, and a fourth. There was such a long line of cars. All the Germans in Dar es Salaam were coming together.
Here they come,
I said to my sergeant. He was the man who gave my orders to the men.
You must all stay behind the trees. I will stand here and meet the Germans. If I raise two arms above my head, you must shoot over people's heads. Not at them, you understand, but over their heads.
Yes, said the sergeant.
If they hurt me or they try to go past us, then you must decide what to do.
Yes, said the man, looking happy.
He went back into the forest, and I waited for the cars to reach me. I put my hand up to stop the first car.
I'm afraid you can't go past here, I said. You must all go back to Dar es Salaam. You will follow one of my trucks. My other truck will follow at the back.
What?
The man shouted angrily. Allow us to go through.
No, I said. You are prisoners of war. The angry man slowly got out of the car, and so did any others. There were women and children with them too, but they stayed in the cars. I did not like this. I did not know what to do. I knew that I could never give the order for the machine gun to shoot them. I stood and said nothing. Soon, 70 Germans were standing in front of me.
Okay, the angry man said. Let's get these two trucks off the road.
Stop, I said. If you go on, we will shoot you.
Who will shoot? Asked the man.
He could not see my men or guns, so he did not believe me. He took a gun from his trousers and pointed it at me. These things happen all the time in films, but it was a very different thing in real life. I was really frightened. I put both my arms above my head. The man smiled. He thought I was surrendering.
Crack, crack, crack!
The guns behind me all shot together. Bullets flew over our heads. The Germans jumped. Even the angry man jumped. And so did I.
You cannot get through, I said. We will shoot the first man who tries to go through. We will shoot all of you if you all try. I have enough guns to stop you all.
The man put his gun down, tried to smile, and said, "Why don't you allow us through?" "Because we are at war with Germany," I said, "and you are German, so you are the enemy." "But we're not soldiers," he said.
"Maybe," I replied. "But as soon as you reach Portuguese East Africa, you'll go to Germany and then you'll become soldiers."
Suddenly, he took my arm, put his gun to my chest and shouted to my men, "If you try to stop us, I am going to shoot him." A single bullet came from the forest and went straight into the man's head. His gun dropped onto the road, and he fell down dead next to me.
"Come, let's not have any more killing," I said to the others. "Follow our truck back into town. The British will look after you, and the women and children can go home."
The men walked slowly back to their cars. And that was how we caught the Germans in Dar es Salaam when the war started. Dar es Salaam,